The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so we're just upgrading the information about the forest fires in Canada, and apparently they're moving away from populated areas on their own, which is good news. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been near a fire. I mean, it is one of the scariest things. I mean, firemen, just to have my undying respect and admiration and awe, because they run into a situation that all of us instinctively are running away from. But forest fires are terrifying, because I lived in a house once that had a fireplace, and I decided that I was ahead of my time, so I was going to recycle the Christmas tree as firewood. So I was sensible enough. I didn't dump the whole thing in, but I sort of took some of the branches off and went a very big tree. And I nearly burned the house down because, first of all, firewood has been aged, so it's been dried out, number one. Sap is enormously flammable, And those leaves are nearly explosive. And you figure in a forest fire, you're not dealing with a tree that's been standing around, pulled out of the ground, and decorated with lights for a month. You're talking about something that's a living thing. And they're explosive. So it's really a terrifying thing. All righty, 855-993-7569. I don't know exactly how this got transmuted. I know we asked yesterday. Well, let me just say one thing. As I mentioned, I'm emceeing the Talkers Convention in a couple of weeks. And one of the things that I was going to talk about is how talk radio has changed. Because in some ways, instead of calling it talk radio, I would call it text radio these days. Everybody texts rather than call. I mean, not only in my profession, but in my life. My kid texts me. My kid texts her boyfriend. I took it very personally until I realized that she was texting her boyfriend. They almost never talk on the phone. They text each other. They don't even email. They text each other. And you folks, we have some text. We have... It's as far as I'm concerned, the problem is it is very efficient, but it's at arm's length. So somehow we asked people about prayer, because yesterday was National Prayer Day, and trying the Washington experiment of everybody taking their prayers, and everybody would guide our prayers in the same direction, see what would happen. And so we got a fair number of responses, but people didn't call in with them. They wrote them out. So, but we'll do them next week. Today is a short day because we're doing It's Broken, Let's Fix It. This is it's become one of my favorite parts of the program just because it's a little bit different. And it deals with a problem that affects all of us, or at least most of us. And it presents it, and then there's a solution to it. And if there's a solution, if it's just a matter of I'm going to be one more person telling you really bad news, then I won't do it. But the one today is a really interesting look at hopefully how far we've come in the last couple of decades. Or at least I'd like to think so, but you know me, the eternal optimist. It's called Southwest of Salem, and I won't tell you a whole lot more than that. It is a documentary. It is around. I think it opens... I don't know when it opens. We'll figure it out. But you can watch for documentaries open different times in different places. But so we have a somewhat shortened program. I thought we'd talk about prayer next week. If you want to call me on Monday and tell me how your Mother's Day went, that's fine. As I said, I'm probably not going to put it up just because in the years where I've done it, the responses have been one of two things. Either people talking about these lavish, wonderful, unexpected, thoughtful displays, or people saying, my kid didn't even bother calling me. And the discrepancy between the two was so disheartening that I decided not to do that. That if you had a wonderful Mother's Day, you can certainly call and talk about it. But I don't think I'm necessarily going to elicit those kinds of responses. In the same vein, I learned a long time ago not to do... I used to do a program because we had sponsorship. And again, people talked more on the phone. where we'd pay for a long-distance phone call for you to call your mom any place in the world. You could tell it was before cell phones and long-distance phone calls not costing anything. But it had to be a poem, a limerick, or a song, because people calling up for 3 hours saying, "Hi, Mom, this is Henry, just wanted to tell you I love you," just doesn't work terribly well. And that worked really well for Mother's Day. We get, you know, the lines just lighting up like Christmas. I tried it once for Father's Day, thinking, okay, well, Mother's Day did really well. I don't expect Father's Day to do quite as well, but it'll do. No. No. Which is one of those weird statements. Mother's Day is one of these huge holidays.
Yep.
And my particular perception is it has to do with guilt.
Yeah, I'd say that. That
do you think?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah. That's half the reason why I do Mother's Day.
Yeah. Just and my mother's comment one year, I suppose I should have added this in the memories, is I'd say, "Oh, Mom, what would you like to do for Mother's Day?" "Nothing, you know, it's a made-up holiday, you know, it's stupid, you know, I want you to love me the other 364 days a year, I don't care what you do on that day." And so one year, being a trifle naive, I didn't do anything. She didn't talk to me for 3 months. So even if your mother says, "Honey, don't do anything," it means at least do something. It doesn't have to be lavish, but it has to be something. But I think Mother's Day is, as I recall, Mother's Day is second, I think, only to Valentine's Day in terms of cards. I think it's second only to Valentine's Day in terms of flowers. I think it's second only to maybe Valentine's Day again for eating out.
Yep.
I mean, it's a huge holiday. Second only to Christmas in terms of gifts. Second only to Christmas, I think, in terms of phone calls, assuming anybody ever used the phone again. But I'm convinced part of it is just the idea that, especially historically, that women didn't work outside the home, that the whole job of a kid is to walk and then walk away, and that somehow, and so the mother's saying, sitting home in the dark, saying, "No, that's all right, you take the light bulb. My children never call me," you know. So I'm convinced that that's part of the lavishness of it, but that's just my somewhat cynical sociological view. Alrighty, so I'm not sure exactly what, between myself and Jacob, exactly what we were talking about yesterday. Somebody, I think Jacob may have done this, because we had, and I think I'm sort of putting it together where this may have come from. We had an email yesterday of someone saying to me, could I explain the difference between conservatives and liberals and Republicans and Democrats, and why the gulf had gotten so wide. And I said at the end of it that in the old days that there have always been Republicans and Democrats, even though the party definition after Civil War changed radically and went through some of the historical precedents. But that there was the compromise seemed to have been taken off the table. That even if I thought your idea was good, if you proposed it, I'm going to be against it, because otherwise, when it comes to election time, I'm going to look like a wimp because I gave in to your idea. And so I think that's where Jacob, because I don't think I would have worded it exactly the same way. He said, "What's more effective, fighting for what you believe or trying to understand others' beliefs?" So let's hear what people said. I think that was probably the instigation for this, because he thought that was kind of a cool way of understanding how the political parties had become so antagonistic toward one another. All right, so tell me what people said.
Yeah, so starting with Amber. Amber says, "Fighting for what you believe is more effective because at least people will then know where you stand. However, trying to understand what others believe is not a bad thing, and at least shows that your mind is open."
Yeah, and I mean, the LBJ comment, which is keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Right, yeah.
It makes you better able to negotiate. Well, see, I don't use the word fight. I use negotiate. But, okay, let's hear what else people said.
Dana says, "I feel it is most effective if you first listen and try to understand the other's belief. We all have the needs to be heard, validated, and acknowledged. If you first listen to others' beliefs and hear and acknowledge their needs, then they will be more open to hear what they have to say. There will be greater connection and understanding. Bottom line, if I had to make a choice, I would rather be kind than right."
Woo, all right. Well, 855-993-7569. I definitely want you on my negotiating team. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Sue, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I'm calling about my sister-in-law. She had a hysterectomy, and then she said she started on some drug for depression, and she now is acting crazy. She cries all the time. She calls us. They put her in the hospital, and it was I guess, like a mental hospital, and she was there for like a week, and they let her out, and they put her on the drugs, and then she was scared of the drugs, so she quit taking them, and she keeps going to the doctor and a psychologist, and she doesn't like her psychiatrist, and she calls every day, and she cries and shakes, and she says she has brain fog from her drugs, and yeah. I just don't know what to do anymore.
Okay, it seems to me that we need a clear diagnosis. Do you know what drug she's taking or what diagnosis anybody's working on?
You know what? She has taken all different. She gets on her drugs. She was on Wellbutrin, and then she said that was horrible. Yeah, they made her have brain fog and everything. Then they put her on another drug. She's been on like four different ones, and she was on another one that keeps changing her drugs.
Who's putting her on the drugs? Her general practitioner?
She was going to a psychologist, and they referred her to a psychiatrist who put her on, I think, the Wellbutrin.
Okay.
And then she hated it, and then she kept saying it made her do weird things and all that stuff. So they put her on another drug, and she's continuously been on different drugs. And now she's going to a regular doctor.
Well, she shouldn't do that. What's the longest time she's ever been on one drug continually? Do you know?
No, not really, because she doesn't always tell the truth about things. So.
Yeah. When did she have a hysterectomy? How long ago?
Oh, that was a long time ago. Probably about 10 years ago. But she has thyroid cancer, and she's on thyroid medicine, and I keep reading that could be a problem. And
absolutely.
She's going to a thyroid doctor, and she says it's low, but because she passed out, she said she didn't want to raise it up a little bit. And so I don't know what to tell her, and she gets so bad sometimes. She calls me all day and night and calls my sister-in-law and all her friends. I don't know what to tell her to do.
Is she in therapy with anybody?
Yeah, she went to therapy, but she had a different insurance, so now she's going to a different one, and she doesn't like this one. And then the psychiatrist she didn't like.
Well, you don't have to love the person that you're with. You just have to, I mean, it sounds like she's bouncing around, and the thyroid issue is a huge one. Huge. Do the people who are putting her on medications know that she's on thyroid replacement?
Yes. The doctor she goes to, I keep telling her to tell her that. She says that she can't regulate it. She's going to a thyroid doctor. But the thyroid doctor, because she almost passed out. I think there were panic attacks.
I think you're probably right. All right, here's what I would do. I would get the whole family together, and this is kind of an intervention. It's not really a drug intervention, but in some ways it is. We need to figure out a plan for her that she sticks with for at least 6 months, even if it's a little difficult, because psychotropic medication is notorious for giving you side effects almost instantaneously, and the positive effects usually take a couple of months to swing in, which makes compliance a very major issue. It's better now than it used to be, but what I would do is get the whole family together. What I would have on hand is the name of a good psychopharmacologist, because that's a person who's going to be most aware of dosage, medication, and interaction, especially with thyroid. She also needs to be seen.
What is it called, a psycho what?
Pharmacologist.
Oh, pharmacologist.
Just,
okay.
Yeah, somebody who specifically deals with medication, because doctors sort of count on reading medical journals and what they learned in medical school and the drug reps. And so they're not necessarily as up to date as somebody who specifically deals with medications. So I would find a psychopharmacologist. I would ask her who of all the people she's been to, who she likes the best as a therapist and who she likes the best as a psychiatrist. So you've got three people involved. You've got the psychopharmacologist, a psychiatrist, and a psychologist. She needs to be seen on a weekly basis by all three to begin with, and then at least on a weekly basis by the therapist. And the psychiatrist may not be as crucial if you've got a psychopharmacologist involved, because the major reason to have the psychiatrist involved is medication issues. But she's going to have to understand, she's going to have to settle in with this group of people, the new team, Sarah, and stick with it for 6 months, and with the rest of the family being supportive, but you guys aren't trained. What are you supposed to do except hold her hand? And so if the whole family gets together and said, look, we got to, you know, we got to stop the bouncing around. You're going to have to tolerate some side effects temporarily. Let's figure out the therapist that you trust the best, that you like the best. Let's get a psychopharmacologist involved, because especially when you're dealing with thyroid, but psychotropic drugs in general are notorious, and it may be that she would do best, for example, like two smaller dosages of two antidepressants. It may also be that she's really not, and it may be that she's bipolar or something else. There may be something else going on here. Also, I'm not clear what she's eating, if she's exercising, if she's sleeping. We need somebody, but going back to her family physician as anything other than triage, I think, is a mistake, because he or she is going to be even less aware of what the drugs are these days that are useful for people. That's why you need somebody who's specifically dealing with state-of-the-art pharmacology.
Okay, and where do I find that? How do you find that?
You can call up the state medical board. You could probably Google them. You may be able to call up the local hospital and ask them. And I would get the name of a couple of references, and then I would say, look, we've got a, whatever she is, 47-year-old woman who's had a hysterectomy, who's had a tint.
She's actually
okay.
50.
Okay, I was just picking a number. So
oh,
a
yeah,
60
I know.
Year,
just to let you know.
Fine. She has a 60-year-old woman who's had a hysterectomy a decade ago, has been bouncing around from therapist to therapist, medication to medication, and we really need. And she's on thyroid replacement. We need somebody who's really very up to date, especially with dealing with a 60-year-old female.
Okay. And the other question is: so last night she told my other sister-in-law, that she was having bad thoughts. And so now she's kind of worried about her.
Yeah,
so
you got to hospitalize her.
Okay.
She got to be in the hospital.
How do we do that?
You just she can sign herself in, and that's.
Well, you know, when you get her there, we've taken her to the hospital before other people, and she gets there and she won't go in.
Could say, look, we can't do this anymore. You scared the living daylights out of us. We don't know if you're crying wolf. And the advantage of it, if signing yourself in, is you can sign yourself out. But let's get the psychopharmacologist to come to the hospital and visit you there. That's the perfect way of doing it. Okay?
Okay. And, thanks so much, Dr. Joy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do it before the weekend. And you can explain to her, look, you're putting us in a position where we're trying to read your mind. And if we ignore you, and you think we're ignoring you, and you try to kill yourself, and you end up dead, this is a mess. We can't do this anymore. We need to stabilize you. We need to. I'm sure you miss the stable you that you could trust. We miss her too. Let's get you in a situation. We'll get all the. We'll get the team, Sarah, all organized so this doesn't happen again. But I'd hospitalize her at this moment and tell her you're going to get the psychopharmacology. You're going to get the whole team for her and you'll get her stabilized. All righty.
Well, what if she won't go to the hospital?
Then you're going to have to say, look, the next time you're going to call, we're going to have to call 911 and the cops will be involved. And you should.
Okay.
I mean, you don't want her dead.
Okay?
Okay?
Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Cookie. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder, ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need.
The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bispa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bispa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's that time of the week where we look at a larger issue. And this week is kind of chilling. And at first blush, this may seem kind of a local story. Local because, first of all, I saw it at the Tribeca Film Festival. And second of all, because the name of the film is South... I just forgot the name of the town. It's southwest of Salem. And as many of you know, South by Southwest is a very famous kind of event that gathers everybody in Austin and looks at the music scene or the upcoming movies or whatever. But so this may seem kind of limited, but it is not. Trust me. I have with me Deb Ashkenazi, who's the director of South West of Salem, and I must say, I want her to explain it to you, but I will just give you the sort of overview of, I saw this the same within 24 hours of when I'd seen Arthur Miller's The Crucible. Now, The Crucible is set in Salem, Massachusetts, All right, you're beginning to see the link, aren't you, here? And it was about the witch trials in Salem, in which a bunch of young girls got caught doing naughty girl things and decided to say that it was that witches had come to them. And the resulting chaos and genocide is very well known, at least to American audience. So, Deb, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Tell my listeners what Southwest of Salem is about, number one, and why you were attracted to it.
Sure. So Southwest of Salem is a feature documentary about the story of the wrongful convictions of four Latina lesbians who were indicted in the mid-90s during the satanic sexual abuse panic for allegedly gang raping two little girls. It's a chilling story. It's a story about a witch hunt, hence the title. And I was first attracted to it when my mentor, a woman named Debbie Nathan, who lives in New York, actually, and is an investigative reporter, told me that she wrote a book many years ago called State and Silence, where she sort of tracked the impact of the satanic sexual abuse panic. And so she sent me information about this story about the wrongful conviction and said, you know, I really think now that you're back in Texas, I left New York, I went back to Texas to live and start working, teaching radio documentary. And she said, I really think you should look at this. These women have been languishing in prison for, at that point, had been 10 years. And I was reluctant, of course. I mean, it's a very strong case. The reason why I think part of their wrongful convictions is nobody really wanted to talk about the fact that these were two little girls. And it's such a horrific story. But, you know, I actually, part of the reason why I really feel like I needed to do it is at the time that I moved back to Texas, I was also in the process of coming out myself. And my mentor, Debbie Nathan, who basically sent me all this discovery material from their trials, was like, you know, this could be you. I mean, the reason for their indictment is really because they were gay, and because these were women. These were working class women, in a town that was generally, you know, that is generally conservative. And this was back in the 90s, of course, when there was, and there still is, and I don't want to say that this doesn't exist, but it does, that there's this sort of underlying kind of pernicious belief that somehow gay people are more predisposed to harming children than, you know, heterosexual people. We know that's not the case, but that was particularly, you know, prevalent in these trials. So the film tracks basically five full years. As the director, I sort of became also the investigator and found myself, in essence, in the middle of the story. You know, I was able to capture a recantation by one of the little girls, now an adult. She's 20, I think 25 at the time that she came forward to my rolling cameras. And so that sort of became, you know, a trigger to really reinvestigate the case. And so the film is 90 minutes, but really spans many, many years. It spans basically the 22 years that these women had been fighting these allegations.
Okay, let me back you up a little bit. So the four women, one of them was actually married, I think, or was just getting out of a hetero, and was pregnant, was getting out of a heterosexual relationship. But as I recall, all these women were late teens, right? They were like under 20 at the time that all this came down.
Exactly, 19 and 20. As one of the women, the alleged ringleader who received 37 and a half years, she was in a straight relationship, and she revealed later, many, many years later, we're talking about 20 years later, that she did that because she wanted to have children and didn't really want to be in a gay relationship because she couldn't stand the feeling of being, you know, of the prejudice that she was sort of experiencing. So it's a very sad story, I think, about a kind of internalized homophobia. There were two other women who were in a relationship and were raising two children together. And at the time of the allegation, they had started this beautiful family on the west side of San Antonio. San Antonio on the west side is not exactly a liberal bastion. I mean, we're talking about, you know, a sort of lower middle income, you know, place. And for them, it was a radical thing to be raising two children. Unfortunately for them, you know, the sort of level of homophobia really, really came back to, I think, destroy their lives.
Well, and it's, I think if we look at, now you have to remember this is like 20 years ago, 1994, so 22 years ago. And
right.
It was not only, I mean, we've got four women, and they took, the age of the children at the time was what? The kids were like four
seven,
and eight or something?
7 and 9, yeah.
Okay.
They were 7 and 9 at the time of the outcry. So that's at the moment when their father calls the cops and says, my kids have experienced this thing. The children are 7 and 9. And you know how it goes with sort of the judicial system. It was a few years later that they end up in trials. But, yeah, 7 and 9 at the time.
Because the picture that's shown in the documentary makes them look, you know, is an earlier picture, presumably.
Yes, it is.
That,
it is.
So it, which is in some ways even, I mean, even more upsetting. Now, and the, I mean, I don't want to give away too much of the movie because I want people to go and see it, as I'm sure you do too. But the father, so these four women were kind of hanging out. They were, and they decided that the father asked them to take care of the kids for the weekend or for a week, to babysit them essentially. And but the father was actually one of the women's, his wife's sister.
It was her brother-in-law.
So
and they had already been divorced. Right.
Go ahead.
Right.
And he sort of made a pass at one of the women.
Many passes at Elizabeth Ramirez, yes, including writing her love letters. And, in fact, that came up in the original trial. Part of the defense's strategy was to sort of show that this man had been in love with Elizabeth Ramirez. And, you know, part of the sort of narrative was that his discomfort about her sexuality, by the way, we didn't talk about this in the film because, you know, there's only 90 minutes and there's 22 years. But, you know, at the time, he's a very religious individual. He's a Jehovah's Witness, and he would, you know, always be trying to convert her, and, you know, but was also still really in love with her. So there's all these tensions that had existed between her, you know, she was being taken care by him and his and her sister, right? So that family, because she had been thrown out of her own family for being gay. So in terms of, like, you know, privilege. I mean, here's this young woman who was emancipated, by the way, at the age of 16 for being gay by her family, goes to live with her sister and brother-in-law, and finds herself at 16 dealing with the passes being made by her own brother-in-law.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we call in the trade subtext woo. There's a lot of stuff going on here. And before we leave this and focus exactly on these four women in the judicial system, I think it's worthwhile to point out, as the documentary does, that there was kind of this panic in the United States. This is the same time that daycare workers were accused of satanic rituals with their kids. There was this whole kind of craziness going on of everybody deciding that everybody was a pedophile. And so it wasn't only lesbians and in Texas, but it was national.
Absolutely. The McMartin trial, for example, in California is a good example. One of the most expensive trials in the history of the United States, and that was basically women in their 60s allegedly sexually abusing children in daycares. Yeah, absolutely. So it was part of a hysteria, what we would describe now as a cultural hysteria.
And again, having seen The Crucible, which is exactly that same issue of that if enough people say something, that it gets a life of its own, no matter how outrageous, how silly, how stupid, how counterintuitive. That, and I, you know, in some ways this seems, I mean, Arthur Miller's play and this documentary at the same time seem even more relevant with the internet than they did with just the town gossip. So all right, my guest today is Deb Eskenazi, who has directed a fascinating and terrifying documentary called Southwest of Salem. We come back, you know, and again, I don't want to give away any of the excitement of the documentary because I think you'll really enjoy seeing it. Excuse me, enjoy is maybe the wrong word, but I think it's certainly worth your time. Well, we're going to talk about exactly what happened to these women and how this could have happened 10 years in prison for something that they obviously didn't do and couldn't have done. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax,
marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest is Deb Eskenazi, who's done a really chilling documentary called Southwest of Salem, Southwest being San Antonio, Salem referring to the Salem witch trials. And, you know, one of the things I think we've come to accept in this country is that the person who has the most expensive lawyer may win. The justice is certainly not colorblind, and it's not it's not blind to a whole lot of things. But so I guess I want to talk about two things here. First of all, the issue of justice, because you have some lawyers there who say that the justice is not part of the legal system, which I thought was a chilling comment in and of itself. And second, the place of expert witnesses, because I think juries are unduly swayed by the term expert. So right. Let's start with the expert, then we'll go to the justice.
Sure. So one of the expert witnesses in this case was a woman named Dr. Nancy Kellogg. She was considered one of the most premier pediatric forensic experts, medical examiners, excuse me. And so she had alleged in her report that there had been certain features on the little girl's hymen during their analysis that looked like penetration. I don't want to reveal one of the big sort of like turning points in the case and why even the film exists. But one of the things we do explore is the issue of junk science. So I'll just leave it at that. And the issue that, in this case, the allegations against these four women, we did discover that there was junk science that was used to indict these women. That's basically science that had been presented at court that turned out to be years later false. It's a very profound and very important emerging criminal justice concern, this idea that forensics can be wrong. I think in the world of, CSI, for example, where we think that these people have a lot of authority, we also discover, and there have been reports to say, the reality is that even aspects of science are subject to bias by the person who is doing the interpreting. So, for example, we see that in arson science. We've seen it. We see it in the pediatric forensics. We see that in hair and fiber, for example, the FBI coming forward and recanting in certain cases where they were expert witnesses. And this issue of junk science is a really interesting one, and one in which plays a major role in this case. And if that's okay, we just leave it at that so the viewers can really see the revelation of it on screen.
Well, and my audience is used to this because I do kind of the ripping up of scientific evidence all the time, saying, first of all, you can't use that statistic on this smallest sample, or it depends what question you ask when you go in about what data you're going to get out on the other side. So the scientific method is really very useful. But as you say, people will sort of blood splatter is one of the things that is highly open to interpretation. And when you're talking
Absolutely.
About interpretation, you're not talking about science. So,
Absolutely.
All right, so we've got junk science. And again, as you say, a DNA has really changed the face, because DNA is science. DNA is not interpretation. Things like fibers and splatter and all sorts of other things that are open to interpretation. One of the nice things about, hopefully, science is that it is not open to interpretation. It is. It is,
right.
in fact, factual. All right, so there we go, from factual to justice. So let's talk a little bit, because that was one of the really scary things about this movie. I mean, I don't live in Texas anymore. I'm not gay. No one's ever accused me of satanic ritual. But the whole notion that any of us at any time could be hauled in on some kind of charge, and I think most of us, especially in the United States, feel, well, if you're innocent, the truth will set you free. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah, and that's something actually the women, while they're wearing, their prison uniforms, say to the camera. I always thought, when I was being one of the women, Anna Vasquez, who really threads this narrative for us, because she's such a powerful, just a powerful voice
presence.
On screen.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, and she says, my friend said you need an attorney. And she's like, why would I need an attorney? I've got nothing to hide. And then she says, and that turned out to be the biggest mistake. And it's really interesting and very sad, because here was a 20-year-old young woman who was delivering pizzas for a living, was trying to get back into college, trying to find money to just go to college, trying to sort of break from, her life from a lower middle class, background, and then suddenly finds herself, being investigated for this case, for these allegations. And then there's something else I think you referred to, which is one of the Innocence Project attorneys, Innocence Project of Texas attorneys, former now, he no longer is sitting in that position. But anyways, he says, if people only knew how little truth and justice had to do with the way the legal system works, people would be amassing courthouses with lighted torches. It's a very prophetic, I think, statement, because he recorded that 2 years before Ferguson happened. And he basically was referring to a case in which he adjudicated, which was the Tulia case, where in a small town in Texas, all of these individuals, almost all black, were indicted for an alleged drug ring. turns out they were never involved in the drug raid. It was a racist cop who had, you know, made up these allegations. And it was, for the Innocence Project of Texas, one of their biggest exonerations. I think it was 38 mass pardons, or 32. I'm sorry, I can't quite remember the number, but it was in the 30s. Mass pardons, exoneration, the biggest achievement, I think, for any Innocence Project yet. And it's, you know, it's a chilling statement and an inappropriate one. And, you know, I've been asked this a lot lately about the film and, you know, just about, like, the zeitgeist right now in criminal justice. And I do believe this film kind of fits in a canon of some really important discussions about justice right now in this country. And I'm so honored to be part of this conversation right now, because we get to bring in the issues of misogyny and homophobia, you know, and I think these are as important talking about, for example, juries and prosecutors and DA's offices, as well as talking about policing. And I think this is all kind of part of a narrative that we need to be, part of a dialogue we need to be having right now.
All right, listen, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you, we've got about a minute and a half left. I'm going to give you the bully pulpit of saying, if we're up to you, how would you change the system, which is clearly flawed? And we have, I think this, a couple of days ago, we had a police officer whose conviction was overturned. And so, I mean, it's an ongoing issue. Yeah.
I know,
so,
it's so upsetting.
So what would you do to make the system more responsive?
So that is a huge question. And I don't even know if I could spend my lifetime answering that, because I think that it takes more than just one thing. But here's a promise of something, which is there is a movement in restorative justice to at least have conversations about the issues of policing, about the issues of the way prosecutors spin their narratives to juries. I think this is a really important thing. I think until we have polices, you know, until we have the police force doing that, until we have prosecutors doing that, until we have DAs doing that, then the power just seems to then always kind of like fizzle. Because if we don't have people in those powerful positions doing those, having those conversations with us, I hope, I worry that it's just in a black hole. You know what I mean?
Well, you've got you've got Chicago cops that are now outfitted with cameras. And so hopefully that your Southwest of Salem becomes part of a larger dialogue that says we really need to have a system that is about justice as well as about the law. Listen, go see Southwest of Salem. Deb, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.